An industrial operation that sends clouds of concrete dust over a North Sarasota neighborhood and beyond took center stage at a candidates' forum this week. Basil Pursley has the story.
Earlier this week, city and county commission candidates gathered at the R.L. Taylor Community Center in North Sarasota to meet residents and speak about issues affecting the area. The forum featured city commission candidates Dan Lobeck, Jenna Hearn-Koch, and Debbie Trice, along with county commission candidates for District 1, Fred Atkins and Mark Smith. While the forum touched on a variety of issues facing the Newtown and Northern Sarasota areas, one topic stood out as a primary concern among residents. Between Myrtle Street and Orange Avenue, there are six industrial plants, including one that has been polluting the area's air with toxic concrete dust particles for years. Residents demanded justice and asked all the candidates what they would do to provide it. City Commission candidate Debbie Trice proposes a PR campaign to put pressure on the county.
Public relations. I mean, if we embarrass and shame the institutions that are not addressing the issue, I think that's really what lights a fire under them.
Democratic candidate for the county commission, Fred Atkins, proposes restricting any further industrial plants being built in the area.
I believe that we've got to use an approach that you've got to find a rainy day fund because it is storming our Central Coconut neighbors and the Myrtle Avenue neighborhood with those industrial poisons that our children and our seniors and everybody in between is inhaling. I think the way that we can resolve that is do a sunset on the ability for those types of industries to be put there, like a drop-dead date. There are other ways. If we use the fund to buy that land, to make it worth moving those businesses, because you know they're going to extract everything they can out of us. But that's what we got to do. We got to make ourselves available. We got to commit ourselves to saving our children and our families and our seniors in our communities so that we can have an opportunity to live.
Residents also brought up the fact that the city has promised building a wall around the industrial plants, along with forcing them to bring their operations further away from the neighborhood. Current City Commissioner Jenna Hearn-Koch gave an update on the matter.
The wall, the setback is being addressed, so we are in the middle of making them address that. We're putting in the new road. These are the things that the city is responsible for. We're doing them. Today there was a negotiations meeting between the property owners and the city of Sarasota, and we are, quote unquote, making progress. Things are moving in the right direction. There's light at the end of the tunnel.
The residents also asked of the candidates what they would propose to do if the industrial plants were pushed out of their lots. How would the vacant lots be used? And who would pay for the potential remediation and restoration that would be needed? Dan Lobeck, a city commission candidate, proposed that first the owners of the plants need to be willing sellers of their property.
So in the course of negotiating that purchase price, and having the court set the purchase price if necessary, the cost of that remediation should be factored in. And maybe the value is zero. You know, it certainly is going to bring down what the city government is going to have to pay to acquire that property. And then I would suggest, as I did before, that it be turned over with the public-private partnership for the construction of truly affordable housing that's consistent, compatible with the neighborhood.
Jenna Hearn-Koch says that it is the city and the county's responsibility to pay for the property and that it should be used for an affordable housing project.
The county is the one who stepped up and signed the agreement to monitor the air, and they have not done that. They've done it on rainy days. They've done it when the machines weren't functioning, and they mark that the reports are in compliance. So I think the county should pay for this, and I think FDEP should pay for it.
Trice suggests appealing for a grant from the federal government and having the property turned over to a nonprofit.
I really see the potential for that land being used as a community land trust, which would be owned by a nonprofit, and any homes then built on it, the cost to the homeowner or renter would be solely based on the construction of the building, not the underlying land. So in the instance where the landowner ultimately becomes a not-for-profit, I would hate to see them saddled with remediation.
Atkins also emphasized the opportunity that removing these plants could serve to the community.
And it's a lot more opportunities to create a community and develop possibilities from parks all the way to light industry and to housing. But let's remember, we don't want to put all the poor people in one neighborhood. And that's what's happening in the city of Sarasota. And I'm sure that they are being burdened too much by not only the homeless, but the disinherited people of this community. And so now we need to figure out a way to kind of spread this around.
Mark Smith, the Republican candidate for county commission, explained how the issue falls on the shoulders of the county.
The county should be doing that. There's five permanent monitoring stations, I was told by Jonathan Lewis, in the county. There's one mobile unit that they send out, and the gentleman apparently made it out there 14 times. It's asinine. I mean, it's unbelievable. And if elected, I'm going to do everything in my power to convince at least two other commissioners, that's all we need, I think, for a simple majority, to get staff, direct staff, to make this work and get out there, get real monitoring out there and the expertise that we need to get these folks in violation that we already know they are, get the proof so that we can shut them down.
This is Basil Persley reporting for WSLR.